Zoe, you'll never guess what happened. I have some major tea to spill.
Wait, hold on. Should we put this on the pod?
You literally read my mind.
All right, Taylor, I'm gonna grab the mic. You better kiss and tell.
Duh, what's the fun of being all secretive anyways? All right, let's get into it.
Welcome back to another episode of
I Only Kiss and Tell.
I'm Zoe.
And I'm Taylor.
And Taylor has fucking mono, so that's the first elephant in the room.
Okay, it's not confirmed, you guys, but I've been so exhausted.
Like, she's sleeping for hours a day.
Yeah, I took a 2-hour nap today, a 3-hour nap today. It's because I was running around with kids. High unemployment, you know what we're doing to make a little cash money? Babysitting. Good old tried and true. So I was running around the park for 3.5 hours, playing tag, playing hide and seek, playing on the swing. So I got home and I was like, yeah, nap time. Nothing humbles you more than running full speed and a 10-year-old boy is damn near beating you.
Kids are fast though.
Yeah, he actually is very athletic, so I don't feel too bad. But I did crush him in ping pong, so take that.
What did I do today? I worked all day from Taylor's bed. I am on my period, my monthly cyclical cycle, my moon cycle has happened. I couldn't be bothered. My stomach hurts. My back hurts. Work is draining my soul. And so I worked from her bed all day, horizontally.
Yeah. Basically, I left for babysitting and Zoe was in my bed. And I got home and she was in the exact same position.
And then after that, I went and took this amazing vintage poster I have to a poster store. Fucking, let me describe it. It's 1960s. The poster says The Defiance of Good, and there is the most gorgeous fucking bombshell on it. Nude. High naked.
And she's like straddling. What is she straddling?
She's straddling the letters, The Defiance of Good.
Yep.
And it's so freaking sick. So anyways, I got it professionally framed today. That cost me a pretty little penny.
That was like 3 times the cost of the actual poster.
High rich.
Hi. Custom framing.
Hi, custom framing. Yeah. Whatever. For some reason, I was in the mood to spend money. I was like, you know what? He turned the calculator around.
Swiped the card.
He was like, this is how much it'll be. And I was like, let's do it. I was like, damn.
He made his big sale of the day.
Yeah. And I walked in 5 minutes before closing. I don't give a fuck.
He was like, all right, we're about to close up shop. Boom. Just made a big cash money deal.
Yeah. He was cool. He was really trying to get me to go with a big frame. And I was like, no, I want a slim frame.
I like
frame.
The thin frames. The big frames, I feel like, were popular like 20 years ago, maybe.
They'll probably it's come too, back in, but they seem like so dated to me.
It's too chunkadelic for me.
Yeah, I'm not into it. It makes me feel like it was framed in like 1990.
Yeah. Then we went on a little drive to the beach, and we ended up impromptu walking along the water.
Picking up trash
because people like to leave trash on the beach. Rude. And we saw 2 unsolicited penises. So, lovely evening.
Can you guess the demographic? I'm sure you can.
Let us paint a scene. What kind of demographic goes completely nude at a nude beach? There's only one that I've seen.
It's fine to be racial here, because it's always an old white guy.
Always.
Why are they always doing it?
They're just free willy-nillying it out there.
They're free willying it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Balls and dick out. And it's always old white dudes. They don't give fucks. I don't know. You're not seeing anyone else doing that.
I will respect that they were like a little bit farther up the beach away from the general public. When I used to live in San Diego, there is this beach called
Black's Beach.
And it's a total hike down, but it's a nude beach. And the naked people are everywhere on that beach, which I love.
Yeah.
I'll do a topless number.
Old white guys.
And for some reason there's an entire beach to promenade on. And they have to walk maybe 2 feet away from you.
No, I remember playing frisbee or throwing the ball around with some friends there. And I went to go grab it. And I look up and he was 2 feet away from me. And I was like, ah! Literally scary.
So those were the daily penis count. One time at a nude beach, I did see a Prince Albert, though.
Yeah, let the readers know what a Prince Albert is.
So a Prince Albert is a piercing through the dick.
That's tough.
I don't even understand the purpose of that.
I just got chills thinking about how deep that must have felt when it went through.
And I'm going to tell you, this guy was fucking hot. This was in Hawaii.
went to a nude beach, except there all the nude old white guys were surfing. So I was like, oh, this is like kind of cool.
Surfing nude, why
then
not?
Then I saw a Hawaiian dude. Gorgeous. I can't emphasize this enough. Stunning. The bone structure. Just immaculate. Take a minute. Just take a minute to imagine tanned biceps.
I'm imagining some tattoos, maybe.
Yes.
Long hair?
Long hair.
Yep.
Gorgeous. Nude. Of course I'm perving out a little bit. I'm like,
Zoe's doing triple takes.
No, the side eye was like, it was about to get stuck like that. It was so far to the side, trying to be nonchalant.
And one thing about Zoe, you guys, is sometimes she has a staring problem.
I like
she gives side eye hard, and you'll know when she's staring.
Yeah, like my face is facing 45 degrees away from him, but my eyes are on him. Yep. Locked. I've never seen a Prince Albert, but there it was. And it was crazy to think people like that just walk amongst us.
Gods.
Gods amongst mere mortals.
Ugh.
What would you do if a guy like brought that out in front of you? He's like, yo.
I'd be so curious. I'd be like, can I touch it?
Ow! Ow!
I'd have so many questions. I'd be like, when did you get it done? How did it feel? Rate the pain on a scale of 1 to 10. Does it hurt when it gets hard? How does it feel? Obviously, they did it when you're soft, right? Like, I need to know all the details. Zoe and I had our nipples pierced once, way back when. We decided to cement our friendship by bleeding together. And so, as one does, we got our nipples pierced. To be honest, I don't even remember which nipple it was. But that hurt. So I could not imagine it going through a dick.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just looked up why people get a Prince Albert. And it's for increased sexual pleasure through urethral stimulation.
Can I see a picture? Third penis I've seen today now.
His was like the last one.
This one?
Yeah.
Whoa, a double?
It was just like through the penis head.
Damn. Okay.
Okay, so like when we got our nips pierced, that hurt. And that like, I had mine in for maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
I felt like it never even totally healed.
No, they warned us that it would maybe be 6 months healing time. That thing was still bleeding and getting crusty every once in a while. It's like, you always had to do a nip check.
You had to do a nip check.
Before a night out, before a little fun time with someone. Like, you always had to make sure it was good.
Like, let me make sure there's not a crust on it.
Yeah.
Ew. And then sometimes, oh my God, I can still feel the pain of like when a crust would get inside of it.
Or gets caught on the bra.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. That thing, it's not for the weak. Let's just say that. I think I had mine in for maybe 2 years. And I took it out because I had to get an MRI. Literally, it closed within 30 minutes. I tried to shove that thing back in. Not going nowhere.
I took mine out because I was like, I'm just fucking over this shit. It like keeps getting caught on things. It hurts.
Should we bring back the nipple piercing?
I don't know if I could.
I don't think I could.
I could do the pain, I think, again, but I couldn't do the healing process.
The uptake,
again.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with, like, the crusties.
The ongoing healing and uptake for that, not in my 5-year
plan.
But
I loved how it looked. I loved the reactions it got.
Yep. That was, like, queen boobluge time.
That was, like, queen insanity.
One thing about us, we do love a good boobluge.
I know. I still want to do them when I'm, like, 50. And I want, like, my kids to be like, what the fuck
mom,
is happening?
Stop!
Whoa! Dude, that's your mom. And I'm going to be with my husband. And I'm like, get on your knees, bitch.
Boom. And I'll be filming in the corner.
Taylor, you're next.
Yep.
She's going to be like, yeah, I've been doing this off your mom for fucking 30 years.
No, Monica messaged me after we went tubing on the lake the other day or on the river. And she was like, not going to lie, I had high expectations. I was going to see a boobluge today. Boob luge in the tube, like that would have been great content. I'm like, fuck, we missed a golden opportunity. So
next time.
Next time. Anyways, Zoe and I are really over boys right now.
No, this is the summer I turned celibate. Mm-hmm. I am a celibate nun.
I haven't had sexual intercourse. Even that definition, you can tell I'm celibate. In 4 or 5 months?
She hasn't fornicated. She has not fornicated.
No fornication in maybe 4 or 5 months. So we're going to stick with that. Because no one's tickling my fantasy. No one's tickling my fancy at this point.
No, I almost feel like the Dalai Lama. I'm about to experience spiritual enlightenment at this point. I am so clear-headed.
Yeah.
No, because I love boys. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to get on my soapbox. I love boys. I love biceps. I love when they do things. I love when they have cheeky banter. I love when they grab your face when they're making out with you. I love when they pull up in their truck and they open the door for you. Or if they ride a motorcycle. Oh my God.
Say less. They have a tattoo or 10.
They look at you like through their eyelashes and they're like being flirty or like, hold on.
Yeah.
I got this, boo. No. It's already paid for.
You want a drink? I've already got you one.
They're touching the small of your back. That shit gets me hornied.
Yeah, but when it's done by the right person. And unfortunately...
these people don't exist right now. They do exist.
We know that.
Sure, of course.
They're love just not is in our sphere right this second.
Love is all around me. I see it all the time. When is it my turn?
The last crush I had actually lasted 2 minutes. Because I had a fun little rendezvous date. I was like, ooh, love this. Grand old time. Then he started calling me broke and referred to me as escort. And I was like, okay, crush is immediately gone.
Well, the last guy I had a crush on was actually certifiably clinically insane. You guys, I don't think I ever told you this, but I'm pretty sure he broke into my fucking house.
Oh, yeah. This is a part two. The gaslight.
Gatekeep. Girl bossery that never occurred. I mean, this is what I'll say. He worked in the golf industry. And he basically gifted one of my roommates a really nice golf bag. And my roommate was like, oh my God, thanks, dude. Like, you are the best. I've always wanted this golf bag. It's so expensive. I just got new clubs. Like, they're really nice. Freaking hell yeah. This sociopath knew I went to Japan. And guess what? Someone broke into my fucking house and took the golf clubs. And I don't know for sure it was him. Who else would it be?
Didn't he know the garage was broken or it wasn't fully...
Yeah, he knew.
...able to be locked?
He knew I was out of town. He knew that the garage was being funky.
I'm sorry. All roads lead back to him. He's the culprit.
I'm like, I can't say for sure, so I don't want to get like whatever, but allegedly I do think... that he broke into my house.
Well, yeah, because girls used to say that he would steal from them and use the money to buy drugs.
I can't believe I went out with this person. I can't believe I slept next to this person.
Literally traumatizing.
I can't believe anything.
Listen, if you are a Victorian boy,
if you got who a Timothy
maybe looks a little gaunt, has some great jokes, let me know. Reach out to me. I'll do the vetting and I'll introduce you to my lovely friend here, Zoe.
If you kind of got a Timothy Chalamet vibe happening.
Mm-hmm. Or a Nickelandria vibe happening.
I'll be the Olandria to your Nick.
She will.
I can't provide that body, but...
You can provide the jokes.
I can also provide some humor.
She will make you laugh.
So it's kind of crazy. I haven't had a crush since then. Haven't had a body since then. My last body was with a psycho killer.
Yeah, that'll scar you for a bit.
Sometimes I lay in bed and I think, my God, what I would do to have a fucking sexy man on top of me. Literally, I would do almost anything. And then 10 minutes goes by, I've done what I need to do. And I'm like...
I get out my vibrator.
I'm like,
I'm good. And I'm fine.
I'm good.
Yeah. I had a little fun rendezvous the other night, unexpected. Do I want to talk about that? I don't know.
You're feeling shy.
No, I'm feeling shy.
We're back to Only Kiss and Tell.
Listen.
We've been talking about too many, like, fucking rando shit. We know why you're here.
All I'm going to say is some guy ate my ass with a tampon in.
Dude, guys are fucking dogs. You guys are crazy.
Crazy work. I was like, I'm on my period and I have a tampon in. He was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Turnover. I was like, all right.
That's on you.
I've warned you. That's on you.
That's on you. I've actually have a new appreciation for eating ass. And not obviously because I've had any. It's been my celibate summer. But from a power dynamic, I kind of love it. Because you ate my ass.
I now own you.
I own you. You can never take that away. You're a dog. That was so demeaning.
You've licked my butthole.
Where I fucking have diarrhea from.
Literally. I now own you. Get on your knees.
I sucked your soul up through your mouth into my ass. And now I fucking own you.
Yep.
Like, can you imagine fighting with a man? And it's like, why am I even fighting with you? You licked my butt.
It's like, I'm alpha.
I'm the alpha.
Yeah. So I'm not like licking that. Your butthole.
I would never.
Never in a million years.
I would never eat. You couldn't pay. I don't care if I'm in love with you.
No.
I would never eat a man's butt.
No. I have no desire. Not even after a fresh shower, cleanly shaved.
No, because then you would own me.
No. Yeah, it's like.
You would suck my soul through your butthole. Butt.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Not in this household. So.
I mean, hey. Sisters, brethren, if you're eating your man's ass, you're no sister actually of mine, but I respect you.
I respect you. You're my alpha.
Like, you're so hardcore, actually, but we're not cut at the same cloth.
No. Respect, but also
fear. Maybe a little fear. I'm like, have you no fear, woman?
Have you no fear?
Have you no fear? Have you no limits?
It's quite interesting, actually.
Is there nothing you wouldn't do, actually?
Do they like it? Do you like it? Do the men like it?
I'm quite wondering that myself, because I would think they would have to get some sort of amusement from it, and I can't really imagine what that would be.
I don't know if that's the power play, because then they feel alpha, having a man on his knees. Cheeks spread.
I could quite see that. Like, I have you arching your ass on my bed. Like, to see your man arched.
Yep.
Begging for
face
you to...
Face down, ass up, cheeks spread.
Is that the position that they're doing in it? That's so emasculating.
That's hilarious.
And they're
suddenly...
No. They're spreading cheek, just waiting for their woman to lick it.
Yeah, how else are you doing it?
Maybe... Oh my god. But you know
what? I'm really trying to visualize. I'm like, let me assume the position.
No, but like also, you know, like when a guy is going down on you, they should be in the sniper position.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're ass up, arched. They're doing that for the love of the game of air between the cheek.
Also, can we talk about when a guy's going down on you, how like 80% of them don't actually know where the clit is? I feel like I've had my belly button licked. I've had the lips licked. I've had everywhere but my fucking clit licked. And I'm like, you're nowhere near.
I feel like the last like 5 years, people have known for me. But I was a lesbian for 3 years.
I was gay. And you've only hooked up with 2 other people since.
Okay, her numbers are low.
She's
only hooked up with 4 people in her entire life.
Okay, that is a lie.
No, but like, honestly, let's go back for a second. I want you to get visual. Think of a man going down on you.
Okay.
Think of him on all fours, arched.
Why is he on all fours arched?
That's what some of them do.
I've never experienced that.
They're always in sniper position for you.
Not always, but sometimes. Or I'm on the bed, they're on the ground, we're both on the bed. Sometimes it's 69.
But you've never had someone. Interesting.
Maybe, actually. I feel like, yeah, now I'm getting a visual and I'm like, yep.
That's for the love of the game of a little air on the cheek.
Damn. Dirty dogs.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Dirty dogs. Yeah, that's the most action I've gotten. Again, celibate. But I did get my ass eaten, so I don't know what that says. Is that, like, Mormon-y?
It's kind of Mormon-y. I mean...
Might as well shake the bed.
From what I've seen of the Mormon culture, and we're not claiming to be experts, okay? This could be a little bit
of... This is from the reality TV that we've seen.
This is from people who are ex-Mormon on TikTok who I've seen, okay? That is our point of reference. Yeah, that seems like something they would do.
Hi.
I can't say that for sure, but... Do you think that the mental warfare of just doing everything but is just insane for them.
Probably.
Like, hey, James, I'm going to bring back Elizabeth and I need you on standby for bed rocking.
Yeah. Hey, I would rock the bed if you needed me to.
I would rock the bed if you needed me
so
to.
So is the person rocking the bed a cuck? They're listening. They're there.
They're in it. They're smelling things. They're involved.
But I guess they're technically not fucking, so like maybe not actually.
Well, the cucks never fuck. I would know because I was a cuck.
Well, the cucks aren't fucking. But those two, if they're just shaking the bed, well, I guess, yeah. I guess the Mormons are really into cucking.
I mean, that must be standard.
Makes sense.
I almost kind of like, if I had a long-term boyfriend, I'd almost be like, I kind of just want to try this. Like, let's just see if it works.
Taylor, get in here.
Taylor, I'm going to need you just like for the bit.
Jump on the bed.
Yeah, like twice.
Like, so like you guys are laying here, dick inside of you, and I'm just jumping on the bed. That's a little bit insane.
I feel like even the dick going inside counts.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be because you don't thrust, but that's a first thrust to even get it in there.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The logic's not there for me.
The logic isn't logicking.
Anyways,
we love a loophole.
We're not mad at a loophole.
We love a loophole. So talk to me. Do you have any like crushes right now? Anything?
You know
like,
the answer to that. It's zero, zilch, nada.
No one's tickling your fancy.
Not a single person. Sometimes I wonder if anyone has crushes on me.
Well, we know the answer to that.
There's probably a few.
I mean, a guy ate your ass with a tampon in.
Oh.
That is like, I would hope he has at least a little crush on you or else he's insane.
That's true. Valid point. No, I don't think I have a crush on anyone right this second. I personally am having a lot of fun being with the girls.
Yep.
I feel like I go out with the girls. I go home with the girls. I go on walks with the girls, or I'm just hanging with me, myself, and I, which is equally as fun, and I'm not mad at that. I'm not on any dating apps, so I'm not actively dating, but if I met someone out and about and we had a vibe and they asked me on a date, I would probably explore that, but I'm just not really looking right now. But I feel like the last few guys that I have been on a date with, like I just mentioned, either the date will be really good, but the follow-up isn't. Or the post-date banter is not there. We're texting or messaging and the jokes aren't landing. We're not having the same sense of humor. They're giving AI. Or they ask to hang out but then don't follow up for 5 days. And I'm like, I don't have time for that. For me, my time is a precious commodity. And so if you disrespect my time or you're inconsistent with my time, that's then a you're big done. Turnoff. And I'm not going to entertain that. Yeah, that's basically where my head's at right now with dating.
I like want a crush, honestly. But it also is so liberating to not be bothered. But what's crazy is Taylor and I both met each other's situationships. Old situationships.
Old situationships that are now friends.
That are now friends. We met each other's like long-standing old situationships, like years in the making.
Yeah.
The same night. And then they met each other.
Which is hilarious. And Zoe and I were straight up crackheads this night, you guys. And by crackheads, I mean, first off, we came off a bender. No, actually, that was a different night. But we basically bounced from birthday party to birthday party to dinner to wine. All of a sudden, I think I had 12 glasses of wine in me. Zoe and I were running around, headbutting each other, fully hugging in circles, making the boys take photos of us. Smoking cigarettes, running around the streets amok. Like, it was insanity.
I actually loved having my old sitch there. He's the best. He's like,
he's great.
He's so nice. He's so helpful. He's so easy. And he took me to dinner. So I was like, love that. Paid for our dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Ordering is just the best. And then basically he was like, I met someone. I was like, love that for you. Who am I to stop you from living your best life? Cue to me telling him, I'm going to hook up with another boy in front of you. Don't be bothered. Didn't happen.
Now cue to today. He's texting her. Can't stop thinking about you. Miss you.
I'm finding it hard not to think about you. Really?
You're like, I thought you were visiting your new girl.
But you know what it is? I think it's because I was so unbothered by him telling me that.
Yeah, and you're just a cool girl. You guys have similar interests and great conversations. I don't think you're the same person when it comes down to, like, the tea, but obviously he's going to think about you. Look at you. You're amazing.
Oh my God, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop!
Can we blame the man? No!
And then I met your guy, mm-hmm. who I simultaneously am obsessed with him and I hate his guts. And it's because, and I know this for fact, he's a Virgo male. I have fallen in love with every Virgo male I know. I love them. They're neurotic. They're insane. They're funny. They know how to dress. They're charismatic. But there's a little Patrick Bateman energy in all of them.
Yeah. That's exactly my feelings towards him as well. Love him and hate him.
It's like, they think they're too cool for school. And it's like, you can low-key back it up. But like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it right now.
Is that the same with female Virgos? Because that's us.
Well, female Virgos can do no wrong. We're stunning and fabulous. We have a little stick up our butt, but we like it there.
We obviously like it there. Yeah, no, my situationship... Okay, he's not my situationship, but... My long-standing situationship that's now my bestie. Basically, we also were like, so, would we ever date, as one does when you've had 12 glasses of wine? We always play this bit that we talk about it every so often. And he was like, look, if we dated, we'd have to get married. Because I can't stand losing you. And I was like, aw, that's cute. But in my head, I just heard, we can't date. So then I was like, enemies.
You're like, I'm over you tonight.
Yeah. It was funny, though. He's great. Honestly, a lot of love for him. So, no tea, no shade. Well, I feel like we'll be in each other's lives for forever, to be honest.
That's crazy to think about. I'm like, well, this guy and I be in each other's lives? Well, I've never had such good communication with a man. It's crazy. Never makes me look like an idiot. Always keeps me informed. Checks in on me, like, a lot to make sure I'm good. Does things for me. I'm like, this is crazy. We've both dated other people. We find our way back. Flashback? We date other people.
No, flash forward to 10 years from now. We're like, wow, they were in front of us the entire time.
That would be hilarious. I really don't think so, though. Like, I think I've learned a lot of really good lessons from this person, but it's just not romantic. And I'm a romantic. Like, I want the grand gestures. I don't need them. And I'm actually glad you're not doing them so we're not confusing ourselves, but...
No, I feel that. This guy also, like, literally one of my favorite people. Charismatic, fashionable, smart, successful, intelligent, hilarious, well-traveled. And if we only have a friendship for the rest of my life, I am the luckiest gal because he's just a grade-A human. So,
whatever.
Know, it is what it is.
Anyways, all my crushes are imaginary. Drew Starkey.
Mm-hmm. He's hot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That man can do no wrong.
He is so hot. Dylan O'Brien, OG white boy of the month.
He's kind of gotten a little not as hot lately.
I haven't looked at him. I have him perfectly preserved in my brain.
Zoe's really into a white boy right now, so...
I mean, yeah. I've dated every type of guy. Short, tall, fat, skinny.
Ugly,
cute. It's like poor, rich. I've dated the gambit. Now I just want to experience the plain white boy.
Yep. Gaunt. Maybe. Preferably Victorian.
Like, I want a Timothée Chalamet.
That's not my type, but I love that for you. I like my white boys with a little meat on their body. A warrior.
Yeah, I mean, Timothée is a bit skinty, but he's so funny.
My problem with the skinny boys is that I feel like
they always have a big dick. Well, that's your issue with them?
Sorry, guys. No, it's like, why am I bigger than you? Not bigger than you, but like, why do I feel like I could win in a wrestling match?
Oh, I kind of like it evenly matched.
So lesbian of you.
I want a fair match in this shit. All right, skins and shirts. Take your shirt off.
Ah, scaly. No, I want to be dominated. Like, literally, pin me down.
Yeah, but that's all psychological. A skinny boy could still do that.
That's true.
I don't even know why I'm, like, defending the skinnies so hard. I normally don't go out with boys that are that skinny. No. But, like, I will not tolerate Timothée Chalamet slander on this account.
I don't have the Timothée Chalamet lust.
I don't think you know him. Like, I know him.
Obviously.
I don't think you get it.
Yeah, I've seen him in, like, two movies. And I just see him with Kylie Jenner. And I'm like, okay. He just looks like a gaunt little white boy.
Yeah, but he's funny as fuck. And he's like, very earnest. And I think that he really prepares for his roles. Like, he has a very good work ethic. The gravity of the situation, he understands. He hasn't fumbled a baddie like Kylie Jenner yet. And let me tell you this. She's not his first baddie either.
He's well-trained.
No, he's had like 6 baddies. He went out with Lily Rose Depp.
So clearly he can pull.
No, clearly he has some sort of big dick energy that all of the girly pops are sensing. Okay? Lily Rose, and then Lourdes, and then Kylie Jenner. I'm sorry. He's like collecting these fucking goddesses like...
Damn.
Like stones.
Suddenly,
like
Avengers. Timothée Chalamet.
Would you go with Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd go on a date with him. Yeah. He's hot.
Whoa.
Would you?
I mean, genuinely, like, me as me right now and him as him right now, I'd have to for the story.
Obviously.
But if he wasn't, like, famous, I don't know.
I need to see a current picture because...
He's removing all his tattoos.
Yeah, I need to see what he currently looks like. I don't have any other celebrity crushes. I'm like, who's hot right now?
I always have a crush on old Bradley Cooper, specifically. Oh,
Bradley Cooper. Yes. Yep. He's someone that's, like,
hard. He's daddy. I don't care if he's 65. I'd go out with him.
Zoe and I just watched Mission Impossible. I don't know which one it was. The one where he, like, drives a motorcycle off a cliff. Tom Cruise. Interesting character.
Scientologist.
Like, certain scenes are like, yeah, he's objectively attractive. But then you hear about all the crazy shit he does, and you're like, wait, actually, you're straight up a nut job.
Wait, let's actually talk about this. Because in his youth, he had a lethal face card.
Lethal.
Lethal.
And the fact that he does his own stunts, also kind of hot. A little weird at times, because you're like, you have no fear of death. You're just going to ride a motorcycle off a cliff with a parachute.
It's a Scientology.
Okay, go off.
But he's like 5'6". Like,
is he really?
Yeah. Like, could you go out with a guy who has a lethal face card like that who's 5'6"?
Yeah, I could. I've dated some short kings. They're generous.
Actually, the first guy I ever, like, was crazy in love with, I think, was like 5'6".
See?
But as a grown adult woman?
Yeah, I could.
Maybe if he...
If he was skinny in 5'6", no.
So you'd rather go out with a short king than a skinny king?
Maybe, yeah.
Ooh, this is the new would you rather. Well, anyways, guys, I have to go fantasize about boys, think about them, love them from afar, and then be totally disgusted by them.
And I have to go take another nap because I have mono and I'm exhausted.
Anyways, you know the drill. Like, rate, subscribe.
Please give us 5 stars. We love you and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye. And don't forget to eat your man's ass and let us know if you like it.
Bye.